you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
My name is Godfrey. Godfrey's style is immensely strong and immune to nearly any weapon. When it's properly used, it's almost invincible.
Applause, applause. We got the wrong fucking sound shit. Oh, that's me? Oh, yeah. Yo, what up, everybody? What up, everybody? The motherfucking In Godfrey We Trust, yo. Sometimes we got to do a lot of adjusting here. It's just a lot of adjusting sometimes. I don't know. This equipment is trippy. And you guys be like, be on time. I did my live.
Yeah.
Before I came here, I did my live. I knew you think you was on live.
Yeah.
How did demand school go?
It went great.
There was a lot of fucking cycles on that shit.
Not cycles though, because I don't like to frame it.
A lot of pussy getting motherfuckers.
Stop.
Go ahead.
Stop. Don't do that to my people.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I'm trying to help them, so I don't want to. You know what I mean?
Oh, puss ass motherfuckers. Can't get no pussy.
It's like,
so you come to help them. You the pussy doctor.
It's like going, you know, with a guy with a little kid on the spelling bee. God damn, you can't spell shit.
Oh, you can't get no pussy. Oh, puss ass. Welcome to my pussy school. Cause these motherfuckers is whack as fuck. Can't get no pussy. And I'm Dante Nero about to get these bitch ass motherfuckers some pussy. You can't even talk to no girl, bitch ass nigga. Let me tell you, give you some advice.
Let me say this for the record. That I am not advocating that. I love my fans.
Thoughts and statements here are not meant by Dante. Only Godfrey is the one saying it. Yo, what's up? Dante Nero in the building. What the fuck is up,
what
man?
What up? So let me say,
yo,
apparently niggas ain't like my jeans, so I had to get
it. Oh, it looks so much better. Yo, black looks better.
All right.
Way better than them other ones. Ugh.
I love them jeans.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
I got like four pairs of them.
I know. Get black ones. So no, you wear whatever you want, but I thought someone made fun of your jeans. I was laughing. I was like,
of course you did.
That's hilarious.
You laugh at me all the time. You make fun of me.
I get laughed. Hey, we all get laughed at.
I'm not saying we don't.
We don't.
I'm gonna let you have it. How about this? We was talking this weekend, and we was talking about Cat Williams.
Yes.
And I did a Cat Williams impression.
Yeah.
And he didn't shit on me. And then when I was like, how's my cat? Then he shitted on me after I asked him. But you know when my impression is trash.
I thought that your impression of me was trash. All you motherfuckers
him-
that want to watch Dante do me is...
I don't really do cat. Go ahead. Do it.
I can't do it now. I got to hear it.
Do it. Go. I go, earthquake can't read.
Earthquake can't read.
It's still Dante Williams. It's Cat Nero.
That's all right. You like my Keith Robinson, though.
Oh, your Keith Robinson is fantastic.
God damn it.
Yeah.
I want some pussy.
Yo, I just wanted to bring up this quick, because the comedy shit, the beef shit is just going. I think we talked about Mike Epps making up with Shannon Sharp.
Yeah, man.
They showed up, And Mike actually did a set on it. He did a set on it. Mike should bring it up about it's the All-Star Game set that Mike did and said, yeah, me and Mike, we made up, you know. And then he said, he hugged him. He said, I hugged that motherfucker. I said, man, thank God I got my pistol with me. God damn. Yeah, he made up.
Yeah, that nigga standing sharp as a specimen.
Man, you ain't fucking with that guy. That guy. I'm glad they made up.
Me too.
But here's the thing, man. Ever since Shannon Sharpe shit blew up, all of a sudden comics coming out calling him gay. I'm like, you didn't do that when he first started it. You didn't do that when he was on First Take, or no, I'm the FS1 with Skip. You never said anything.
Nobody said he was gay.
You didn't say anything with Stephen A. Smith. But then he gets a podcast, an interview show, and after Cat Williams blows his shit up, he goes to number one. And then here you guys come with the gay shit. I go, I can't wait till people call me gay. I know I made it.
You know you made it.
I know I made it.
So first of all, Shannon is a fucking specimen.
Period. Period.
And he wears his clothes fitted.
That's what he does.
Because he can wear it. Everybody can wear it.
Right.
Right, so now all of a sudden that nigga balls in your face and sitting up with
his balls aren't in your face.
Yeah, why are you watching this nigga? Because niggas is looking at this nigga as a specimen. Because it's hard to look built in a sweater.
Right,
that
right.
nigga wears a sweater.
Sweater and
looks like
he's like a
nigga,
fucking
what
juggernaut.
The fuck is you?
Yeah, he's an X-Men.
They hating on him. I heard. What you call it? Eddie Griffin called him gay, too.
So we're going to show Eddie Griffin called him, this motherfucker, old gay-ass motherfucker. You know, Eddie Griffin, how is he? How?
How? You're not.
Just because you don't see him with a bunch of broads. First of all, there's a lot of cats that don't kiss and tell. Like, I don't need you to know who the fuck I'm fucking.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So if you're not around women all the time, that makes you gay. I don't get that
I'll
shit.
I'll give you one better. When I was in my prime of stripping, mm-hmm. Niggas would call you gay, all the gay ass niggas automatically
and
call
you were
gay.
Smashing.
Oh, it was my mom said to me one day, like, so when I was like young, I was living in the basement. Mm-hmm. And my friends, the
best place to live.
Oh, and
when
I
you
had
live with your
I had
parents.
My own
little room, your little
I had my own entrance.
Exit. Damn right.
Right? So, but I never used to bring the girl in through the bottom. But I would let them out through the bottom, right? Mm-hmm. So my mom never knew how many was down here.
Fuck.
Because at one time they would be coming in from the top and leaving from the bottom. Coming in. So I remember my mom's going to me. Like I remember it was night. It was three different times. Mm-hmm. One time it was like two girls came over. Mm-hmm. And they came in, and I was like, "Oh, this." My mom, I'd be like, "Oh, this is my mom."
Yeah.
They were like, "Oh, hi, Miss Noon."
And
go downstairs.
Couldn't keep up with the names. Your mom's like,
"Hey, sweetheart."
Just say sweetheart. That's all you gotta say.
Two down, and then one, and then three.
Hell
and I remember coming upstairs, and she's in the kitchen cooking, and she goes, "Dante." I mean. This is ridiculous.
I remember my father was like, you know, if one girl doesn't like you, there's so many. Get another one. You can just, you are young, you can have as many. And then I took his advice.
And what did he say?
And it was a point where so many different girls were coming to see me because I was living in the basement.
Oh,
and my father be like.
Did you have a futon?
No, I had regular bed. Okay, regular bed. Right. And I remember. My father just said, Gumphrey, I want to talk to you. I said, well, he's like, now, I can't, how many women are you seeing? I said, Dad, you said I'm single. He said, I know, but I can't keep up the names. First you say, this girl, her name is this. Then I say the wrong name. So you have to, I mean, how many do you have?
Just say sweetheart.
I said, Dad, don't worry about it. But there's so many of them. They all are, how can you just, I said, you told me.
I did what you said.
You know what I'm saying? I got boxes of condoms. And you told me to use condoms. Shit. I didn't say I was fucking in the house, though.
Oh.
No, I didn't say that. But I'm just saying they would just come to visit.
Yeah, my mom would be watching Price is Right. And bitches be like,
Come on down. Bang, bang, bang. Yo, so yeah, man. Yeah, that so that was the back in the day. That was like
it was.
Yeah.
Well, you did. And then I remember when my sister moved out, she had the whole top floor. Mm-hmm. And I was like, yo, can I move up to the... And my father was, there's no way I've had all these trollops running through my
trollops.
House.
Scallywags. Yo, but the fact that they call him... Why are you calling him gay? I just don't understand. They say he was with his hairdresser, but he's not with that guy anymore that does his like hair or something. He's with the lady that was with him for a long time. But I was just like,
why does it got to go that way?
But when his thing became number one on Apple, when he got 50-something million from Cat Williams,
and all of a sudden
all the gay shit went in.
All of a sudden, he's zesty. No.
Our podcast, this podcast isn't doing well enough.
That's it. We need.
I need to be called gay.
They need us call us gay. When
they're gonna be like them gay ass. I'm gonna be like, I made it.
We finally,
Shit. They be like, these dudes love pussy. No.
When they start calling us gay, we gonna buy matching Bentleys.
Yeah, I just noticed that it was real some hateful shit. Hey, you got that stuff? You got any of the stuff like?
I'll tell you something else. Shannon Sharp is also a dark-skinned dude who grew up dirt poor in the South. And he was dark-skinned, and so you know there was chicks who probably, a lot of chicks who wouldn't fuck with him because of all the colorism.
Yep.
And so now this nigga's a commodity.
Ooh, he's fire.
I had girls call me gay because I didn't want to... They was like, oh, so what's up? You know, you don't like girls? No, I just don't like you.
There's certain women...
Your back is big. It's bigbackbitch.com. Stop. Your neck
you
is
You have a wall for a back. I want to write graffiti on your back. I want to put a mural on your back.
I
want to
play a movie on it.
a projector. I can show a movie. This is Max. You got IMAX back.
I could show a movie and it wouldn't even warp. It would be perfectly fine.
You got IMAX back.
Put the screen t-shirt. I need to do a green screen. Green screen back, bitch. Yo. Like, stop.
You know what's so funny? Even in porn, I'm saying this. Even in porn. You can have, you know, the way porn is now, you can go up on a site and there's just little boxes you can pick of different women.
Really? I'm not really familiar.
Ah, shit. But you know what I'm saying? You got so many choices, but there's a bunch of naked women with dildos up there, whatever, they smashing, they rubbing their stuff, but you don't like them all.
No.
That's just, and I'm saying this porn thing because it is a reality. Because
the availability to see whatever you want, so you can be choosing.
And you have a type. There's 20 girls using a dildo on themselves. And there's three that are really doing it to you. Like, I like these three. And the rest, just trash. Because you just don't like that particular woman.
So
you can have taste in porn. Like, you can have a type in porn, too.
So when Patrice was alive, we had the 1 to 30.
Oh, 1 to 30. What's that?
We didn't do 1 to 10.
Okay. Oh, okay.
We did 1 to 30.
1 to 30.
Right. So 1 to 10 is an ugly ass bitch.
1 to 10 is ugly. Okay.
Right. 11 to 20 is regular ass bitch.
Regular ass bitch. Okay.
And 21 to 30 is fine ass bitch. Now,
sorry, we're using the word bitch.
Bitch means
beautiful, intelligent, tantalizing, and caring human being.
So let's not use bitch. So these hoes.
So these skanks.
So we used to do 1 to 30.
Uh-huh.
So 1 to 10, so a 9 is a ugly ass, a fine ass.
Okay.
Ugly ass bitch.
Okay.
15.
Uh-huh.
Is a regular-ass regular bitch.
What the fuck?
So in from 1 to 10 is ugly-ass ugly.
Okay.
Regular-ass ugly.
Okay.
And fine-ass ugly.
Okay.
So fine-ass ugly bitch would be, in my opinion, Serena Williams.
Right.
Is a fine-ass ugly bitch. Is that, would you agree with that? Go or you just gonna leave me out there?
Right. 30 love. Advantage, now, Godfrey.
An 11.
Right, would be.
Would be an ugly ass regular bitch.
Name somebody. Ugly ass regular bitch.
Ugly ass regular bitch would be. I can't. Vivica Fox.
Vivica Fox. Ugly ass regular.
Now,
because she was fine when she was younger.
Well, even when she was young, I would
only. She was cute as fuck.
I would give her a ugly ass.
Vivica Fox as a. Wait.
Go ahead.
Vivica Fox as a young one?
Yes.
And I seen her in person.
Okay.
Well, now, like how she was when I was on Sirius XM. And when I saw her when she used to date Sinbad's brother.
Okay.
And she was fine.
Okay.
Like, she was cute.
All right, but where would
that's Vivica now, right? That's now. Well, it looks a little better now.
Yeah, well, she's a. Right there.
She's done a lot of work.
Right. So she
also, out of all the images, I'll admit, I pulled up one of her looking particularly good.
Let's take a second to talk to you about our newest sponsor, a company everyone has been loving here around the office, the all-natural smoking wrap company, King Palm. A leader in the smoking industry with their tobacco-free palm blunt wraps, King Palm is proud that their wraps are the cleanest and most fresh in the industry. Their staple product is an empty leaf tube with a pre-installed filter tip. There's no need to lick it and roll it. All you need to do is pack it with the finest legal herbs of your choice. In addition to the leaf tubes, they also have a huge line of the popular terpene-infused flavor palm rolls. The cool thing about their flavor palm is the capsule in the filter tip, so you can activate the flavor anytime during your smoke with a simple squeeze and pop. They offer rollable wraps, hemp cones, and all the essential smoking accessories you could ever need. Super smooth smoke, easy to use, and you can order them at kingpalm.com, your local smoke shop, and even at any 7-Eleven. King Palm was the pioneer of the natural leaf wrap, and now they're one of the best-selling brands in smoke shops across America. Check them out on socials. And use our discount code Godfrey for 20% off at kingpalm.com. This is the perfect product to add to your smoking lineup. See the full lineup of products at kingpalm.com. And don't forget to use promo code Godfrey. Take the natural path with King Palm. Can you find one where she was young?
Of course.
A young Vivica Fox.
Okay, like, so a regular ass regular bitch would be...
Yeah.
What's the chick, Angelina Jolie?
Angelina, she fine.
16 or 17. Yeah. I would give her...
Angelina, I don't know. I don't think she's ever been ugly.
But between a... but she's a regular... She's a fine-ass regular bitch.
Okay.
That makes sense?
Okay.
So she's 17, 18.
So she's not almost in the 21 to 30?
Halle Berry in her prime...
Halle Berry.
Is a fine-ass fine bitch.
Yes, she is.
Right?
Yes, she is.
Kim Kardashian... is a ugly ass fine bitch.
Okay.
22.
Okay.
23.
Megan Good?
Megan Good is
fine ass fine
bitch. I think she's a regular ass fine bitch.
Okay. Okay.
Right?
I think she's 24. Fucking awesome.
24, 25.
Ooh, good Lord.
Would you go? I mean, you can have a different preference. I am
Megan
I'm saying
is fire.
24, 25.
25. I think she got work done. I mean, not.
Wait, Megan got work? Megan Good got work.
Her face looks a little different than she did when she was younger. Oh, Megan. She still looks beautiful. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah,
she's absolutely
gorgeous.
Selma Hayek is a fine ass, a regular ass fine ass.
Okay.
So 26.
Okay, Selma Hayek. Okay. Okay. What about Megan Fox before she did weird shit?
Megan Fox is a fine ass fine
man. When she was on Transformers,
yeah, fine ass fine bitch.
You heard Michael Bay for her audition made her wash his car.
Damn, and that's it, right?
Yeah, and then he was like, "You're hired."
Or just in a bikini, probably.
Yeah, of course.
Of course.
He wasn't just hoping.
She had to rub her
filthy ass.
She had to rub her.
Like,
she had to wash it with her coochie.
Yeah, he wasn't trying to actually get his rims done.
He was like,
"I want a rim shot."
What's wrong with your detailing, bitch? We want to know.
But yeah, okay, I agree. I agree with that.
So that's a good way because if you say, "Oh, she's a 5 or a 7," you don't really get a sense of it.
I do.
It's truly up to interpretation.
I think your scale is weird.
Why?
I don't know. Because I think you get, like, 1 to 10, you get a kind of a scale. I think it's a good scale.
It's too big. It's too small. It's too small.
Because I was saying this before the show that, like, if you call a girl a 7, that's technically a very good compliment to be like.
No, oh, you're right. Ah. It does keep. Okay. I see where you're coming from.
Like, you're in the top 30% of women.
Margot Robbie is a fine ass, fine bitch.
She's a good looking lady.
27, 28.
Good looking lady.
I don't give nobody a 30.
Halle Berry, good looking lady.
Yeah.
What about Regina Hall?
Regina Hall.
Man, she's cute as shit.
Is a
regular, fine chick.
I would regular ass regular.
Regular, okay. Ooh.
Regular ass regular.
So, you didn't show Vivica Fox's young picture.
I give Regina Hall a 16.
Regina,
15.
Okay, 16. No, when she was younger,
like, even younger than this. I just put young in this case.
Wait, who was that?
That was Vivica. It was very made up.
That was overdone.
That was. I hope we can find maybe her in 4th of July, Independence Day. Yeah, man. She was cute.
I gotta upgrade that.
Vivica was fine, man. I'm telling you.
I give her a regular ass fine. Regular ass.
Yeah,
fine,
Vivica was fine, man. Yeah. I met her when the back in the. I was like, damn. Yeah, she was petite. You know.
Regular.
Well, okay. We got regular ass fine, bitch. Okay, Margot Robbie. Show us Margot Robbie. Like a dope man. Let's see Margot Robbie. Okay, let's see Margot Robbie. Let's see if we're telling the truth. Let's see what's going on. And I don't think Margot's messed up her face yet.
No, not yet.
Jennifer Aniston fucked her face up, though. Did you see that shit? She was already cute.
She's wilding out.
She looks
and
fucking weird.
And the other one fucked up her face. The one from Scary Movie.
Which one?
What's the chick from Friends? From
Show Margot. Show Margot. Margot's a hot item. She should pop up real quick. Let's see what she looked like. Bong.
That picture's good. The Wolf of Wall Street.
Yeah, Margot.
That's
a good, that's a good ass white. That's a good looking white woman right there.
USDA Prime.
USDA Prime. That's the kind of white girl that
she could ruin my life.
That black men women will approve of. Yeah. She'll go, at least she bad.
She like,
and, you know, y'all be always picking the ugly white girl. At least she a bad bitch. God damn. You know how to. You have to go to the Council of Black Women for sellout Negroes.
Like, all right,
like,
let's see.
What do you think about this? Turn around. Okay, we approve. Bum, bum. You get the
regular. Margot Robbie's a fine ass.
Okay.
Megan Fox, fine ass. Megan Good.
I'm sorry.
Halle Berry.
You damn Skippy. Yeah. Mm. Who else is a? Who else? I can't remember anymore.
Macy Gray is a ugly ass ugly bitch. She is a 4.
But her voice, beautiful. Finance.
Goodbye, and I chew. Say, and I stumble. Hey, are you a cop, right? I know you a cop. You a cop. You one of them policemen. You one of them police motherfuckers. You one of the police. Hey, yo, that motherfucker, the cops. You one of them policemen, ain't you? You got a gun or something? You one of them police. Oh, goodbye, and I chew. Say and I stumble.
Do my Macy Gray.
Like, well, hold on, let me do my. I think you one of them polices, ain't you? You look like one of them police motherfuckers. You one of them polices.
That's my Macy Gray. Your turn, dude. That was pretty good, Macy Gray.
You one of them polices.
Yeah, you're Dante Gray. You're Dante. Fuck. You're Macy Nero.
I'm Dante Green.
You're still Dante. Well, do it again. Do it again.
You one of them police ass motherfuckers.
Listen, all right, here you go.
You one of them police motherfuckers, ain't you? You one of them.
You got
a badge, motherfucker.
You got a badge.
You one of them polices.
Come on, I'm
okay.
You one of them polices.
You one of them polices.
You one of them polices.
What the fuck is that? Fuck was that?
You are the police.
It has become part of my repertoire to get my.
You're gonna get one. You're gonna get one.
I'm gonna get one soon.
You're gonna get one.
I'm gonna get better. Watch.
Let's get to this fucking Corey Holcomb versus Donnell Rollins thing. It looks like this footage that we see of Corey and Donnell arguing, it looks like it was in the middle of something and we didn't catch
the
beginning.
Laugh Factory? Is that right?
Yeah. Laugh Factory, California, and I think it just happened. I think it was Chocolate Sunday.
Yeah, yeah.
Because Chocolate Sunday is negative as fuck, but go ahead.
So I got the video here.
That's, okay.
Mild, M-I-L-D. You catch up. You ain't have some.
Wait, you can't what?
You can't catch up, I think he said. This is Corey Holcomb on stage shitting on Donnell Rollins, saying he's mild.
Go ahead.
M-I-L-E.
Oh, your ketchup.
You ketchup. You ain't hot sauce.
You ain't hot sauce, right.
Nobody agree? So I'm wrong. Okay, I can be wrong. I'm talking about, but we at the, what is this called? This is
Laugh Factory.
We was at the Savoy, you wouldn't be able to be up here that long. Like,
no, wait, hold on, hold on.
I catch up in the hardest rooms in Brooklyn.
And what happened?
And you ain't never with the rooms.
You just yelling.
Because I don't have a mic. I can talk to you straight up. You want to talk about it? You saying I'm mild. You saying I ain't come through the streets or the gutters is straight bull. And if you want to ask somebody, ask the mother that you know what I do. Okay, all right. Listen, listen. This be fair. Fair conversation. No. Let's be fair. Let's be fair and real. You say you keep it 100. Know how I get down.
How?
32. I rip.
You rip lights?
I rip. You ask any ever seen me bomb. Anybody. And you ask anybody that don't know me, I keep it gangster.
I don't say you
no,
bomb.
No, you trying to say I'm a bum. I ain't no bum.
No, I didn't say
and
you
I
bomb.
Saw. That saw.
Your body is mild.
Nigga, you're bugging.
It's mild.
You know what you're doing now? You're a provocateur. You know how to incite people. Ain't nothing mild about my
people. Look at you.
Ain't nothing.
If you was at the mall, they put you out with your hot dog.
That was funny. That was funny as shit.
And guess what? You can say what you want to say. You can say what you want to say. You calling me a mild comic is totally off.
So you a strong guy.
I'm a beast. I'm a beast. I'm a beast.
That's right.
Yeah, that was, I want to know how that started because there's, you can tell it got, it, something came before that.
Corey don't know Donnell's work, nigga.
Donnell's a funny son of a bitch. So,
Donnell that, is a
I will say
beast.
It right here. I did his fucking rough ass room.
I did it too.
Poke knockers and I took that train to DeKalb.
Fucking
what's that other shit he did? I was with Tony
Peppermint
Woods.
Peppermint Lounge.
I did
two steps down.
I did Peppermint Lounge. I did there's Terminal D. I did Manhattan proper. I did all that fucking shit, man.
The Trowell.
Donnell had some fucked up rooms.
He did nothing but
kill
ghetto ass rooms.
And
here's the crazy shit. Yeah. Darnell was there. You too much. He trying to say he's mild. When them dudes was trying to extort Mike Epps.
Yeah.
At Port Knockers, Darnell was the one that spoke up for him.
Yeah, Darnell. Darnell is funny as
hood
fuck.
Love.
Darnell is funny as shit. He's never bombed. He's funny than a motherfucker.
Killer.
Period. Corey Holcomb, same shit. Corey comes up from the ghettos of the ghetto in Chicago.
But maybe because he's in L.A. or because he was out there, he don't know Darnell's work, but...
Darnell puts in the work. Darnell is a beast.
He's a beast.
And I love Corey and his honesty, but he was wrong on his acumen. But I want to know, there's something behind something that.
Well,
he must have just made... Something happened where Corey goes, yeah, you're mild, maybe to piss him off. Because that's false that
saying,
Donnell's not
saying,
funny. That's false.
He even owned it. But here's the thing. Corey's brand is I keep it 100.
Yeah.
Right? And so when something happens, niggas, Corey's a nigga that they go to, yo, who am I? Yo, I want to hear what Corey got to say about this.
Yeah.
So he's one of those in the hood where dudes go to him, let me hear what Corey's take is.
Yeah.
But when you say you keep it 100, and you try to say that Darnell is mild, you lose credibility because that is a lie.
Yes.
Nobody who knows Darnell would say he's mild.
No.
Nobody says take it in the face more than
take it in the face.
You can't be
son.
Take it in the face.
Son. No, Darnell is funny off stage. Darnell's funny off stage. Darnell's funny. He's himself on stage. He's the real deal. Fuck that shit. Corey's the real deal. So all these comics
that
came
here in the article that Donnell claims that another inflammatory comment that Corey made is how and part of how we got so angry is Corey alleged that anyone in comedy who has three movies or more under their belt has had to perform fellatio on someone in the business.
Not true, because I have more than three movies.
I got
movies.
30 movies.
I got way more than that. And I don't have as
Wait,
many
how
as you.
Many, let me look.
But how he said three or more.
IMDb.
Wait, no. No, we're not going to your dumb idea.
No, I just want to.
Are we going?
The right.
Wait, we're going. If you have three or more movies, that's so ridiculous. Not true.
First of all,
Corey,
three
stop.
Movies. Three movies.
I think Corey's also like.
Corey fucking with people.
Yeah, but three movies ain't no. That ain't nothing. Yeah. And if you can't get three movies, you can't act.
Right. Right.
So.
And there's people who can act that are in 100 movies.
In 100 movies.
Right. So, but that's not true. If you're getting a special, you're getting fucked in that. That's not true. There's people who are getting things normally. Just hey, let's put them on, or somebody likes you, and you get lucky, and you're not getting no fingers in the butt to be Iron Man. I always say Iron Man. I don't know why, but I always say Iron Man. But yeah, I have more movies than that, and no, that ain't never fucking happened.
Well, how many movies you got? How many?
I don't know. One, two, three. I mean, if like there's indie films, there's I don't know.
Yeah, but
maybe I don't know 20. I don't fucking know. I don't know. I mean,
I'm looking up right now.
If you say lately, they don't really put me in
nothing
anything.
Going on
nothing. Nothing's going on.
Your IMDb says 66.
66.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Perfect Fine. That's the recent one with Gabrielle Union. Came out last year.
Right.
That's a romantic comedy. Everybody check out Perfect Fine. If anything,
and
see my
you're
scene.
You're gonna be an Unbraided and The Tramp.
Yeah, Unbraided. Oh yeah. It's a voiceover.
Does IMDb know more about you?
Oh, I'm a Virgo too. I play the Siri voice, and I'm a Virgo.
Oh yeah.
The Siri.
I didn't know that.
There's a guy.
That's good.
Oh yeah. There's a guy. There's a guy who's has the is a Bill it's like a Bill Cosby.
Yeah.
It's time to wake up. That's me.
Oh wow.
Like okay. Time to wake up is
that was
time.
Good, that was a good series. Put,
yeah. My girl Kara's in it. Kara, who I saw in
What's my titles? I don't even know. Cause you just do it and you don't really.
I don't think about it. Yeah. So Corey's wrong about that. And so wait, did Corey say that to Donnell? Or what? How did it start? How did they supposedly start is what I want to know.
The article here says that they've just always been going at it and then said recently.
This at Chocolate Sunday? Check and see if it was at Chocolate Sundays. Usually they'll say Chocolate Sundays at the Laugh Factory, which is the urban, quote unquote, urban night, which has been going on for probably 20 years now. Mm-hmm. 20 years now.
It does say it was Sunday night. It doesn't say anything about Chocolate Sunday.
It's Chocolate Sunday.
The wild scene unfolded Sunday night at the Laugh
Factory. That's Chocolate Sunday. That's Chocolate Sunday. And you said a wild scene and arguing from comics. It's black.
Sounds like Chocolate Sunday.
It's Chocolate Sunday. Sorry to say it, but we're the only ones that are fighting in the comedy world. You know, white dudes don't let you know.
It says Corey Holcomb recently did a podcast where he suggested Donnell wasn't funny, let alone a legend.
That's not true.
Or
that's
Chappelle
fake.
Wasn't funny, let alone a legend.
Yeah, you're bugging.
But Chappelle's funny.
Here's
Donnell's
my,
funny.
Here's my
Corey's thing. Funny. That's bullshit.
If your brand is I keep it 100, when you don't keep it 100, you lose your credibility. Mm-hmm. So it's like the same thing with we were talking about the Cat Williams thing where Cat was like, what they were always the Willie D thing with Ali Sadiq.
Yeah, yes.
Right? So Cat in the Cat Williams thing, he said that Ali, he didn't know Ali, which first is a stretch anyway.
Right.
Because we all know, even if you don't know somebody, you know him. Right?
Yes.
Especially if somebody's a beast.
Yes.
Second of all, he said I didn't even know him. Right.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, I can only get
that
it
was
when
better.
It's, all right.
Where did you
now
got a little cat?
Now watch this.
Do it again.
He can't read. I'm fucked
what
up.
What the fuck? Where do you?
If I'm thinking about it, I can't.
I don't. Something. It's like you get in the way.
I am.
You had it really good.
I know.
All right.
There's a super chat here from Wraith X7. He says Corey Holcomb has made 4 movies.
thinking the booty.
Hey, Corey, man, you been that was good. That was good timing. Corey, man. And what made him make the fourth one?
That's one. What?
And this is no disrespect, Corey. Corey's my dude. That's my right man.
You say three movies.
But Corey, come on.
It's his own logic. You're not shitting on him.
Corey, stop. Corey is just troublemaker. I'm going to call him. Yeah. I'm calling Corey up, man.
Like, he's being funny, but I like it, but he's being funny.
He's hilarious. He's fucking funny. Corey's funny as shit.
That's a crazy checkmate, though.
That's a checkmate.
Four movies.
And you could have stopped at three.
It's like, I really need this fourth.
You made your fourth one. Yo, okay, you said Cat Williams.
So Cat Williams said he didn't know Ali Sadiq. And which is, okay, maybe, but it's not likely.
That doesn't make sense.
So then Ashima Franklin, which was,
yes,
she did a podcast.
She travels with Cat.
With Cat. And so supposedly the story was that she told was that Ali came on as a guest on the show with Cat, which is, there's no way he could have done the show before and not known Cat, like Cat not known him.
Right.
So he did the show before, and then Ali said, "Yo, this chick can't follow me." Right?
Okay. That's what they said.
Ashima.
Set.
We guess. She, McGuffey's. She got the big McGuffey's.
Yeah.
So Ashima Franklin was saying on a podcast, what happened was Ashima went on after Ali. Ali said, "She can't follow me." And some dude who was also on the tour went back to Kat and said, "Yo, Ali is talking shit," or something like that. And so Ali was like, "Give that nigga his money and send him on his way."
Right.
So he gave him the check and didn't let him come in. And she was laughing at it because, you know, she was like, you got to watch who you talk about.
Right.
Because now.
So is this the truth? Did Ali Sadiq said that, actually said it then?
Ashima said.
No, but did Ali Sadiq say, "Hey, Ashima can't follow me"? Did Ali say that? Is that true or is it?
I don't know, but I don't know why Ashima. Why would she say?
Then that means it might have been true then.
Right. Why would she say that if that?
Can you? I don't know if he can even find. Ashima Franklin talks about Ali Sadiq. She's on a podcast. It should be real easy to find.
Which is contradictory of what Kat said, because you can't say you don't know him if you had him on the show.
Maybe he was being dismissive of him for the podcast.
Yeah, but you're lying. You're lying.
Okay.
So Kat is lying. He either knew him or he didn't know him. You can't say Kat.
You got to know who's on your show.
Right. So, and then if you had him perform in the first day and he came back the second day, and you, honestly, here's my thing. Why isn't the honest story, the honest story is better.
Yeah.
Yo, I got my crew of people. I'm letting you get in a guest spot. You said something about my people. I'm riding for my people. And and here's your money. You could go. You don't get to perform.
Let's
I
see.
I found like a 2-minute excerpt.
Okay, let's see. I think, okay. Here it is. Yep.
Franklin.
It's exclusive.
This is exclusive on Monsters.
Is this exclusive?
Yeah.
Monsters.
Oh, please. Monsters exclusive. Okay, so when I saw this going on, I was thinking to myself, do Kat remember? And I don't think Ali knows why Kat did what he did.
What doesn't Ali know?
So, because Ali says that he came to do the show the second night, because we had two shows.
Okay.
I think it was booked like on Friday or Saturday. And Ali says he couldn't get in that second show. Well, the host who was hosting at the time, and I think it was Shallant, Ali told Shallant that I could not follow him, that I had a hard time following him. So Kat took that like, you a guest.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You're not on the tour with us. So you a guest. You can't come in our house talking about us.
Shit.
You damn sure can't come talking about the queen of this tour, which is Ashima Franklin at the time. And so the next night when Ali came in, then Kat wouldn't let him in the building. I think when he did get in the building, Kat ain't the type of person. He's not going to address anything. He's Cat Williams. Why should he have to come tell you anything? He let security handle that. So he let security say, "Yo, you can't get in here, but here's your money. Thank you, sir. Have a nice night." But I don't think Ali actually knew you know, from me watching the interview, I was like, damn, Ali didn't know that that cat was mad at him about that. Wow. And, you know, that's why you have to be careful what you say to different people, because you just never know. You know, he probably didn't know that Shalom was going
to
run back and tell Cat what happened or whoever it was. And I'm just thinking it was Shalom while I'm name dropping.
It really ain't.
Cat was just being extra. You know,
that's
with the
it.
Nah, you can't get the meaning.
Right.
But here's my thing.
So the dude was a fucking snitch.
Yeah, he was a snitch.
Tattletale ass motherfucker.
But let's deal with this, though.
Okay.
If you say, I don't know him, that's...
You're lying.
You're lying.
Yeah, you're lying. You do know him because you said, hey,
right,
don't let him in. And I've never seen Ashina Franklin perform. I don't know. I see her. She's been on the podcast before a long time ago. But I've never seen her. She's a sweetheart. I don't know.
She got the McGuffs.
I don't know. I don't know how she performs. I've never seen her perform. I know she performs a lot. I know she's on, because she told me when she was on the tour, she was in New York. She said, yeah, we was talking about one of your jokes. Me and Kat was talking about one of your jokes. I was like, that's cool. So I don't know, but I guess it's the truth. And then we gotta talk to Ali about that, because you talk to him.
Yeah, I talk to Ali.
Talk to him.
I'll call him tomorrow. But my point is, you either knew, if you say you didn't know him, then you don't know him. I don't understand why telling the true story. For me, the true story is better than the I don't know him when you know him.
You call Ali, Ali be like, no, wait. Godfrey, man, listen.
Now you know.
No, can I do this?
I'm sorry.
Jesus.
I'm sorry.
Okay, ready?
I'm feeling better about my impressions.
Hold on. Godfrey. Now. I'm a grown ass man, okay? On my kids. See, Godfrey, I'm not going to. See, what's real stupid is, nigga, I know what the hell I did, okay? She couldn't follow me, Godfrey. I'm just saying, I don't understand why. I ain't got time for this bullshit. But yeah, I want you to get information from her. Because this is not like, I don't want to talk what I don't know.
Right, right.
Okay, that's the one thing I'm not doing, is talking what I don't know.
Right.
I'm not going to start controversy just to start, oh, shit, Godfrey did something about Ali, because Ali will call you.
Yeah.
He'll be like, Godfrey.
Now you know.
That episode, nigga. Now. See, if we was in the penitentiary, shit, nigga, I'd have stabbed you with, nigga, shit, you'd have been the shit. I'm just letting you know, man to man.
He called us.
All my kids.
He called me up on his kids.
On his kids.
About the Terry Crews thing. He was like, oh, y'all.
What'd he say?
Y'all motherfuckers got me giggling. I was like.
And I think the apology is online,
It's on. It's up.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of people told me when I did that I did the apology. They said, fuck that. Stand on yours, man. It wasn't bad. It was. I said, I watched myself.
Yeah.
And I, as you said, like, I scatted a little.
You
it was scat 2.0. I kept bebop, zap, zap, zap.
If you did one
of those. If I would have just said two zaps, zap, zap, bong. But I went, bizap, bizdo, yeah. It was fucked up. It was like I did Louis' whole album.
When you went through the last verse of Scats,
yeah.
I said,
well, hello, Dolly. Hello, Dolly. It's so nice to see you've been around.
Ty was.
Yeah, and then he's dancing. Hello, Dolly. Well, hello. And then I was like, what a wonderful world.
Ty was buck-eyeing too.
Santa Claus, is that you? I was going into all his fucking, his whole catalog. So
three verses of Scat. One verse would have been enough for the joke.
If I would have brought out a trumpet
and a handkerchief.
A handkerchief and been like, oh yeah. Yo, so I'm glad I issued that. And a lot of people were like, you know, that's dope. Yeah. That's dope. We don't have enough of that. That you, you know, it was funny as hell, but we understood it. At least you were looking at yourself. Listen. I don't know. Like I said, the message was there.
Yeah.
But
And let me tell you something.
We went in.
Corey apologized to Shannon.
Corey, Corey Holcomb?
Corey Holcomb apologized about the zesty.
Well, look at that. Oh, yeah.
We can apologize.
We all could do that, man. Yeah. We could all do that. There's nothing wrong with that. Don't make you no bitch and shit. Don't make you no nothing. So,
you're wrong.
Yeah.
Especially when it's not like real beef. It's a literally like kidding around on a stage.
But that one with Corey and Donnell, that was hard.
You cannot say. Let me tell you something. That's when I started, the only spots I could get was the ghetto rooms. Yeah. And they was all Donnell's rooms.
Yeah.
Port Knockers. Peppermint Lounge,
yep.
Two Steps Down, all them little grimy rooms where you can end up dead.
Yo, man.
You could end up dead. Park Knocker was...
I remember those rooms, man. Yeah. And I don't want to go back to that shit.
Son,
You. It's a fight. It's a literal... It's a sparring match.
I bombed at
Tell us.
At Park Knockers. And I used to do like deadpan.
Pork Knockers.
Yeah, I used to do deadpan just like Stephen Wright kind of. Just set up punch.
Can you show
and
us?
And somebody in the darkness of the back.
Good.
Yo, the fuck is you talking about? I'm like, God. Damn.
So what, can you tell me the style you did? You remember a joke in that?
Yeah. So I would come up, I had a bandana on my head.
Oh, man.
Right. I used to wear wife beater.
Oh.
Right.
And he'd go, I know what you're thinking.
But I was good. At that time I was in the gym.
Right.
So I looked like a jail. I looked like out of jail.
And
right?
You never been.
And I used to wear a wife beater.
Right.
And my first joke was, I never had many friends, mostly hostages. That was my joke. Okay. Not a bad joke.
Not a bad joke.
But I would
But you're also like freaking out some people.
Right, right. So they would. So the whole was just one-liners, and it was deadpan.
Right.
And then.
So you were a big Stephen Wright fan.
Yeah. And then somebody would laugh, and I would look at them, and then they would stop.
So it worked. It worked.
Oh, it killed. But it was like, how are you going to talk about anything of any substance from a character?
Wow. And someone said, what the fuck you talking about?
No, it was me. Oh, yeah. When I was home. Yeah. Because they don't listen no way. Yeah. Right? And they eating chicken wings.
Oh, yeah.
Hollering at me. And then he said, yo, what the fuck you talking about?
Those urban rooms, they had every single distraction that you could probably have. TVs on.
Yeah.
People gambling. People talking. People making drinks. You know, the
eating
crowd. They put everything that was not conducive to comedy. Everything.
Yeah.
And everything.
The guy said it, and I was like, I think I'm sweating. The jokes ain't working. They're not really. And I go, yo, you ever hear the joke about the guy, the heckler, that was found dead in the dumpster? And they laughed, and I was like, I'm out. I bounced.
I was like, what is that famous one? Of Ali's when he was on sabbatical doing speeches when they kicked him out of boxing.
Oh, yeah,
he's at some speech, he's talking, and he's talking about the war and why he was, and some guy is heckling him, just heckling him. He goes, you know, my mother, I remember this, you know, this guy heckling me reminds me of a story my mother used to tell me, right? And he used to be like, when we were on a farm, I used to mess with this donkey. Mm-mm. I used to throw things at this donkey. And he says, hey, my mother say, stop playing with that donkey. Because you know what? One day, when that donkey dies, it's going to haunt you. And he goes, and that jackass is in here tonight. That is awesome.
I had another.
You don't have another one. I don't want to hear that shit.
I do. It is good.
Go ahead.
It was a prop. Why you got me?
Okay.
Why you
go ahead. You got a prop joke?
Yeah.
What the fuck, you did prop comedy?
Go ahead.
I'm picturing you coming out with like a tub full of stuff.
So I would be on stage, uh-huh. Somebody would heckle.
Okay.
And I would reach in my back pocket and pull out bouncing gloves.
Okay. And then?
That was the prop.
Oof. All right. Now let's get on to this next shit.
Where the hoes at?
Where the hoes at?
Where the hoes at?
Yo, okay, I want to get to this next shit. You know what I'm saying? I think it's the Fannie Willis shit, yo. Fannie Willis. I think I don't know if you all know about Fannie Willis.
My feelings are hurt because you didn't like my property.
Nah, you get pulled. Wait, that was the 90s shit. You got to do all that kind of shit. Whew.
It was last year.
That shit was trash. Yo, we got super chats in there?
We do. You want me to read off a couple?
Yeah, let
me
man.
Right now. Dude, what do we? And then we do the Fannie.
How's the conversations going?
Oh, great. The chat's going wild. Everyone's loving it. People love Dante's hostages joke. Jermaine L. Johnson says, why are all of our wealthy, successful black commie legends on this gangster rapper street thug energy? This is ghetto and embarrassing with the face to the hand.
It's
emoji.
The truth. It's embarrassing. I disagree.
What?
You think? What?
I disagree.
You disagree that it's I don't think it's gangster, you know, but you all the arguing. What do you think?
So I don't see why. So when people say it's embarrassing, who is it embarrassing to?
White folks.
And why does it matter what the white gaze feels about what we're doing in our art form amongst us?
Yeah, I'm saying it's embarrassing for us. I'm not looking at them. I'm looking at us, like us.
Yeah, but when a white dude does something embarrassing,
mm-hmm.
the whole race doesn't take that on as if they need to be embarrassed for somebody. The person, whoever's embarrassed.
But they're in power. That's why.
Right. But I'm saying we shouldn't be looking for this white acceptance. We should be like, look, if they got beef, they got beef. Like we got, there's dumb black dudes. There's aggressive
black
dudes.
Yeah, but here. I kind of disagree on that because we the only ones airing out that bullshit.
That's not true.
What? In comedy?
White dudes beat at each other all the time. No. Put your white goggles on, Mike.
Sure, but I think there's like almost like in the last few months, there's been a lot of black comics.
Yes, but
black
I'm
comics,
in
man.
In general, white comics do that too.
I'm not saying they don't, but they don't air it like we do, and their podcasts are massive.
Yeah, but
you don't see them really going in. And we know the comedy world. It's us, man.
I feel like white comics too will do the like talk shit and then go on each other's shows and like still be. Whereas like this is more
this us like, will be like you ain't other. Never coming on my show. You ain't never
years
doing
later
this.
On a podcast. And this is not motherfucker came in my green room like that kind of.
Yeah, and this is not the white gaze. It's just what the fuck are we doing? Stop doing that shit because we don't get anywhere anyway. Half of us don't help each other anyway. I'm talking about us progressing.
And I agree.
I don't give a fuck about the rest of
that.
The people.
I'm just saying. But just because somebody black is messy, right? I'm not taking on the fact that somebody else is messy. I'm not messy.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I don't feel like that somebody who's messy or somebody that says something or does something or whatever, why do we all have to take that on as a whole race? Because we're worried about what it looks like that people are going to go, oh, you see them black people, they're going at each other like crabs in a barrel, blah, blah, blah. Like Judge Mathis, you saw when Judge Mathis mm-hmm. came on, he did a clip. If you could get Judge Mathis talks about the comics or something, he basically says, you know, you're embarrassing yourself. Embarrassing yourself to who? To people who don't give a fuck about what you do anyway? Mm-hmm. To a group of people who don't support you?
But
don't
I
give
said
a
Judge Mathis calls people crackheads. So
right.
He needs to stop.
Right.
So, call motherfuckers crackheads every fucking episode. Stop it.
Exactly.
Shut up. You know, you made your money. You made your money off of ignorant motherfuckers in your courtroom.
Exactly.
Stop it. Black and white.
Right.
So cut it out with that bullshit. It's like, yeah, well, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about our progress. I'm not even thinking about the white motherfuckers watching. I don't give a fuck. I'm talking about, as I know, a lot of black comedians that I know don't help each other. We are fucked up like that. We don't jump on each other's shit. We keep gigs away because it's happened to me. We keep gigs away from each other. We do that shit.
Yeah.
And I'm talking about for us. I don't give a fuck who's watching. I'm like, hey man, why can't we share? White dudes, when I say we don't like podcasting. We should be on each other's shit.
We should be.
I don't give a fuck what the white dudes are thinking, because I'd be on theirs.
They did that in L.A. 10 years ago, and that's why all the L.A. podcasts are, like, gigantic now.
Yeah.
They started it ahead
of a lot of us didn't do that. A lot of us will take shit personal.
Yeah.
A lot of us take a lot of shit personal and won't work with each other because of some fucking petty ass shit.
Okay, but here,
I'm not saying that white dudes don't have petty shit,
but
we are the
key. You've been on everybody's shit.
No doubt.
So what I'm saying is, you've had anybody and everybody.
No doubt.
So what I'm saying
is that's why. Okay, go ahead.
Go ahead. No, you can finish.
Go ahead.
The responsibility, you doing what you do. We can say black folks should do this or do that, but you can't, people do what they want to do, right?
Right.
So, and when there's some white, like, look at all of the crap that we talking about, Weinstein, Epstein.
Yeah, yeah.
Jews are not going, oh my God, he's making us look bad.
Because they have good publicists.
Right, because he's going,
and
they're going, he's a weirdo, and that doesn't affect me. What I'm saying is, black people have always tried to look the best at that white gaze.
But why? Because it wasn't their faults. Why? I mean, that comes from history.
Yeah.
Right. It's a history of having to be your best in front of them.
And how does that, what has that gotten us?
I know that, but I know where that comes from, though.
Yeah, no, I'm not denying that.
But I'm, like, for me, I'm saying, why are we always airing out our shit just on a human level? Like, why are we always airing? You don't see Asian comics doing that shit. And there's hate there. I know. There's four of them.
So.
There's four of them, and they all take each other on the road.
Yo, I heard that that Russell Peters and Aziz got mad beef.
Well, I know some of them.
Bollywood dance
but,
off.
But you wouldn't really know, because culturally, I think we're just the louder ones. Because
we do everything big.
We do. That's what I'm saying.
Even when it's good, it's big.
When it's bad, it's also big. But here's the thing. We have so many bad things against us, I'm saying. Not because a lot of it's not our fault, but I'm saying one thing we're not good at is sticking together. I'm not talking about white folks. Fuck them. God, I'm telling you, a lot of us. I don't think we're that good at it. I don't think we're that good, because I can tell you from experience, a lot of these backstabbing ass comics. I know it. I don't say nothing to them, but I know they've done shit.
I would say this.
So. And I'm not saying there ain't sneaky white dudes, sneaky A's. I know there's some shiesty motherfuckers in Hollywood, period. No matter what the race is.
I'm saying
that. But I'm talking about people that look like you.
Yes.
And because they look like you, they want you to do shit with them. And you go, you know what? Yeah. And they fuck you. So I know this. I know it. I can name the motherfuckers, too.
Okay. Here's my question. This is just a question.
Yeah.
Who has fucked over black artists more? Black artists.
Whites have. White management, so the whole nine, yes.
Maybe they didn't air it, but all the way back to the Temptations, the Four Tops, all the way to
Maceo, that was Berry Gordy.
De La Soul, even if it was Berry Gordy.
He ran. That was he.
We're still talking about white. The white establishment has made money off of it.
No doubt.
The movie and television industry has fucked black people over.
Oh, forever.
The music industry has fucked me.
Forever.
Athletics.
Forever.
Forever. So when we talk about the nitpicky we do about how black people do this and black people don't, nobody has fucked us over more than the white
gays. No doubt. But.
Go ahead.
But they got their shit because it's easier for them, because they've established it and the world has made it easy for them. Forefathers have made it easy for the most mediocre white dude to make millions in a movie or to have 18 fucking comedy specials and all that shit, you know? But I'm saying, as far as like the microcosmic shit we do for each other, it's not there. Because I'm saying, it's all like examples of white supremacy.
Right.
Mean mugging, you know, thinking that there's not enough. The self-hatred, not enough. But I, you know what I'm saying? And so it's like, I'm not even worried about them. I'm like when I do shit, when I'm calling guys up that look like me, I'm not worried about them motherfuckers. I'm like, let's do this. Let's do this. Let's do that. And it's not happening because there's a lot of pussy ass, suck your mother bomba clot dudes in this business that do trick ass shit. And that's not all of them.
Okay. So now let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. You don't do that.
No, I don't.
I don't do that.
No, you don't.
And we do know dudes who don't do that.
Right.
And so what I'm saying, I'm just saying this need to look like there's no conflict in the black community comes from white supremacists and us wanting to look as though different than we are.
So what is our nature? So without the white gaze, right?
Right.
What will we naturally do? Just do that all the time and be okay with
but
it?
But we don't do that. We do hook each other up.
No, I didn't say we didn't, but a lot of the stuff that we put online between comics is like it's constant. It's constant.
I'm thinking, while you're saying it.
And I also feel like where you talk about like white comics do the same thing. I feel like when white comics beef, it's like over and done with. And then when black comics beef, it becomes like
pop culture. Okay, here's one. Here's an example. At clubs, black people at clubs, when they fight, there's furniture moving. People getting shot.
Because we do it the
best. We do it the best. We fuck up a club. They close it down. We always have to have, we always have a police barricade at every club because some shit's going to go down. White clubs is two guys fighting at Buffalo Wild Wings.
Or a white dude comes into Walmart and blows away 20 people.
I'm not talking about
yes,
that.
Yes, but I'm saying.
I'm not talking about that. I know they come and they kill up.
But
yeah.
No white dude. Mike, do you feel responsible when some dude shoots up snipes people from the window in Texas at a concert? You don't take.
Undoubtedly, no. But I'll be honest, when it does, because also, like, I have no, like, every white person get hit by a bus. Like, it makes no difference to my life. Like, I've never
that's my point.
But they made it so he doesn't have to worry about reputation.
A little piece of me is like, fuck, a white dude definitely did that. Like, even there was this shooting last week and I'm like, fuck, if this is a white dude, and it wasn't. And I was like, happy about it, but like a little piece of me is like, thank God it wasn't a white dude.
But the regime makes it okay for him to go, not to worry that much.
Right, but here's my thing. If you don't.
I'm talking about. When white dudes shoot, they shoot at everybody they don't know. Black dudes are trying to shoot a dude they know. And sometimes it's bad aim because we have a side shot. We always shoot, bow, bow, motherfucker. They're going after us. But it's not because there's a lot of ricochet.
Yeah, I'm not.
Up and down's different than left to right.
I don't want to.
I wouldn't have a problem with a motherfucker shooting in a club, but I'd go like this. Yo, my man, just aim it right because I'm with this chick right now. Just aim it right and hit him right there.
I have a crazy story.
Come behind him and grab the guy.
I'll help you, man.
Here's a crazy story. Back in the days, I would strip and hang out at after hours spots.
Yeah.
There used to be a spot in Brooklyn called Club Arizona.
Right.
Old school lady. It was a brothel, gambling joint, late night in a warehouse. Yeah. And I'm in the basement.
You're always in the basement.
Shooting.
I notice you're always in fucking
underground.
You're always in the basement.
Man, underground, yo.
You stay in a basement. Dante loves the fucking basement. Put Dante in a fucking basement.
I don't know how the air horn works.
I don't know. I don't. Okay, hold
get
on.
Another
okay.
sound. Yeah. That's not a basement.
I guess we're in the basement again, huh?
All right, fair
okay,
enough.
Let's do it. Okay, ready? Wait. Hold on. What the hell are you doing in the basement, Dante?
That stunk.
What? Oh, come on. That was Seinfeld.
That was, he wouldn't.
Okay, watch. Okay, right. Okay, let's try it again. Watch went the basement.
All right. I didn't mean the impression sucked. I mean the whole concept.
Okay, how about this? How about the basement?
How about this?
Yo, this iced tea. Yo, where did you say you saw him? I said I saw him in the basement, man. Yo, he's a stripper, man. His name is Dante, man. He got the gun. He got the drugs, and he's down in the basement. All right, we gonna check the basement. What are you
doing
in the
basement?
Okay, ready?
Do that again.
Okay, wait. Okay, this is what I'll do. You're accusing. Okay, you're gonna ask me. No, I'm Ice-T, and he's questioning this guy who has a gun. He's talking about gun possession and drugs. And I'm gonna say the guy's name's Dante, and he's in the basement. And then Ice-T, after that, is gonna go to the basement to question you. All right?
Okay.
Here it goes.
Want me to say what?
No, don't say shit I ask you as Ice-T. Right. Ready? Yo, so you're going to tell me you don't want to get arrested? You better tell us right now. Where's the gun and the drugs? I told you, man. I told you he has the gun, man. He has all of that, man. I didn't do that. I wasn't there, man. Yo, where is he? What's his address? Yo, he's in the basement, man. That's where he's in the basement. He stays in the basement. He keeps everything over there. All right. And if you're wrong, you're going straight to jail. So, I guess this is where you keep the drugs. You're always in a basement, huh?
I don't know.
Say something!
Yo, I didn't do it. That wasn't my drugs.
Well, your boy just said it, and you lying, because he told us. So what's up? He said you a stripper, and you stay in the basement. What's up? And you got the drugs and the gun.
Yo, I never did none of that. I don't have nothing to do with it. Yo, I go to church every day.
Okay. Oh, that was terrible. Bad. Okay, go on. Did you see that Dante acting?
Plus, when you do Ice Cube, it's always got to be. He was in the basement, underground. Oh, you know how he always says it's stupid.
Yeah. Okay. Go ahead.
Anyway, he'll never come up above ground. Now.
Are you doing Ice Tea now? What the fuck was that?
You be shitting.
That was Dante T.
What's the other show with the glasses?
Wow.
He said something.
That stunk too.
What was that?
That stinking.
What was that? Like,
you know, I guess this guy's cooked, and it's like a chef.
Yes, that's what they do. They go. You know how he says? Ice Cube always says.
Ice tea.
Yeah, like if a dude is he's in a fryer. They stick his head in him. I guess he's cooked now.
He's in too deep. Like just. Oh yeah, like,
he does.
What about
the one? And it's like the Who song. It's like wow.
Well,
rest puts on his glasses.
Rest in peace to, man. Carl Weathers, passed. Apollo.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he died.
I did see that.
But Action Jackson, which I love so much, was amazing and cheesy, but amazing to see a black dude with superpowers.
Vanity was in that, right?
Yes. And Greg T. Nelson and all that.
Again, 27.
Yeah.
Fine bitch.
Well, there's a scene. I would love to do that one day. Do just movies with the most corny lines.
Yeah.
So. Action Jackson has a fire gun, like this gun that shoots fire, like a fire
flame torch. Yeah.
And the guy is at the end goes, "What are you about to do? How do you like your ribs?"
Oh, well done.
No, he didn't say well done. He just said, "How do you like your ribs?" Jesus. And then he burns them. But you added it. What are you gonna do with that? How do you like your ribs? What? I thought he's gonna shut down. Okay. Okay. So did you finish your story?
We were talking about the whole thing. What I'm saying is, so often we are trying to look better.
Yes.
As a people.
Yes.
So that white people don't go, "Oh, these motherfuckers are this.
Right, right.
They violent, they this." What I'm saying is, white people never take the weirdest motherfucker, serial killers, shooters.
Yeah.
They don't ever take that on as a moniker for their whole race. Now, I understand through time, we've always been like, we want to represent or have ourselves represented in the best way so that white people will not go, "Oh, look at them, look at them eating watermelon, dancing, and selling drugs."
Yeah.
But my point is, even when you're not, even when Barack Obama say, number one in Harvard Law School, president of the United States.
Yeah.
They was like, "Look at this nigga, he's dumb as shit." Because it doesn't matter what you represent yourself. They have a perception of who you are.
That's
no
fine.
Matter what.
I care about the African Americans that are prestigious that are looking at us. That's what I worry about. I look at the people that are educated, the women and the men that have paved the way for us. How would Malcolm X see this? How would Martin Luther King see us? How would Kwame Nkrumah see us? I look at black elites, and I don't always look at how white people are. I'm looking at the educated and the elite black folks that are going, "Wow, how would Langston Hughes see us? How would W.B. Du Bois see us?
Agreed.
How would he see us arguing with each other as comedians?" That's what I'm saying. Even though they come from the white structure that we got to look good in front of people, but I just think it's just, I don't know.
Yeah, but the question is, do we have the license to have some fuck ups fucked up shit?
We do.
Where we don't have to take it on in terms of, like, this is how we've been spending our whole history in this country to show ourselves as not what the stereotypes are, right?
Yeah.
But and what does that do? I'm not saying we shouldn't be better. Right. I'm just saying I don't give a fuck about what nobody thinks. I don't give a fuck. And when you got some ghetto motherfuckers who are doing dumb shit, yeah, that's them doing dumb shit. That's not the collective of black people. Just like when you're the intelligent guy in the room, you are the exception to the rule. People yeah. don't go, oh, wow, I met Godfrey and he was articulate and smart and he was smart, this. Right. You know what? I'm wrong. Somebody who don't give a fuck about black people in the first place, he's not going, oh, I met Godfrey. Maybe my whole idea about what black people are was wrong because I met Godfrey. They go, you're the exception, and then they still think the same shit about the masses right. anyway.
Well, yeah, because it's been set up that way. I right. understand. But like I said, black comics ain't shit.
This will be the next chapter in the black comedy beat.
Yeah. Black comics, and I love black comics, but us fighting all the goddamn time, fuck all that shit.
People fight.
I was joking about black comics ain't shit, but you know what I mean, guys. Right. Us fighting all the fucking time, not helping each other.
I think we should be better. We should help each other.
Yeah.
Even though we do help each other, we do stick together, we do look out for each other. That is all the case. All of that happens too. This podcast is reminiscent of that. You have asked you've let anybody on here. Anybody who has anything going on could come here, use your platform. And that
almost sounded like one of them churches that let anybody in. You're like, come as you are, thanks. Thank God for you let anybody in. Anyway.
You're generous with the platform.
I try to get people a little shine. I try to give them, you know, let us hear your opinion. I try to do that, and a lot of them haven't come back. But you know what I mean? Because they be fucking up. Yo, what is the super chats on there?
No more super chats. Those are the super chats for the
okay.
The chat though seems to unanimously say they don't care what white people think. Like I only care what black people think.
Well, no, and yeah, I get that. Totally get that. Because if I really cared,
Delta Pi says we do not care what any race thinks is the most recent one.
Really cared what white folks think, I would be tapping my ass off.
But as a whole, the black population has been programmed to give a fuck.
Yeah, but when you, like us, read up on our history, we want to go, come on, guys, we better than this.
Right.
You know what I mean? When we read on reading we're doing, automatically.
But we also, when you do that reading, you also go, who the fuck are you?
No, right, judge? That too, yeah.
Like, don't talk, you go, black people are criminal, or you hear Charlie Kirk and Dave Rubin, all that, they're criminal, more than, yo, yeah. Your ends, everything about you has been raping,
pillaging,
savagery,
stealing, theft.
No accountability. With license, sanctioned rape and murder.
Yeah.
So you don't get to judge me.
Right.
When you are who the fuck you are.
Yeah. Right. No
That's
doubt.
That's all I'm saying.
No, you're right. I don't disagree.
And I agree. We should always strive to be better. But I'm not going to let somebody whose ancestors are rapists, murderers, and killers judge me and say what I need to. You can shut the fuck up.
No, yeah.
Shut the fuck
up. Yeah, agree.
Make things fair.
Right.
Make it a real meritocracy. They're trying to erase our history.
Yeah.
They just removed the diversity clauses and things. They're removing the fucking... they're trying to roll back the 14th Amendment, which is equal. They just passed, Supreme Court just passed a law that if you want to put if you're doing a cake, a wedding cake, and you don't want to do it for the gays, you freedom of speech, you could not do it for the gays.
That's fucking stupid. That's fucking dumb. It's like,
like it because the original place that happened to, like 5 or 6 years ago, where it went out of business because people were like, all right, fuck these people. Then, like, they didn't last much longer.
But here's what they did. They created a scenario to take this to the Supreme Court. This new case, the one that changed the law, was not even a guy. She was like, I'm thinking about doing cakes on mail order cakes. Then they took it to Supreme Court. So you're not supposed to do that. There's supposed to be something actually substance to it to take it to
first
the Supreme
Court.
So they created the scenario so that they could overturn the
first
law.
First of all. A cake. What the go get some business, you stupid motherfuckers. It's a cake, man.
I'll make a cake for a cat.
I'm like this. Who gives a fuck? These old white, dumb fuck men in these fucking rooms, these legislative rooms. Oh yeah, the fucking jowlers are fucking. They can't go to bed without fucking someone's life up. Like, take your ass to sleep. Die already. Fuck you. Like a fucking cake, bro.
Yeah.
What the fuck? But there's no gay cake, man.
But the point was,
there's no gay cake. But you know how sweet that shit would be. Yummy.
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 Yeah, but the point is, the real point is, this was rolling back the rights, diversity rights, affirmative action.
We're gonna talk about that. Let's Asians. That. Well, we're gonna do that when we come back.
All right,
we'll do it when we come back. Work. Yeah, we an hour. We got an hour.
Shit, that was quick.
Yeah. Where can they find you there, Dante?
DanteNero.com, Manschool202, everything. You Google that. You can give me if you want a consultation. DanteNero.com, click on consult. You can get me direct.
Yes. We got to get you to that picture right there. We got to get you back to that side. Back to you. We got to get you lean like that. You know what I'm saying? Yo, guess what? Come find me. I think my Instagram, someone told me it might be coming back. In about a week or two, something like that. My friend found out, so I was going to pay some money.
You better treat it like a brand new baby.
Oh, man. They're going to be able to curse me out. I'll be like, have a good day. Jesus loves you.
You're like in the new AT movie when Mr. T was like, I don't fight nobody no more.
He's like, yes, I bless you too, son.
Bless you.
I love you. It's all about love. Yo, Instagram. Right now, it's Godfrey Podcast Instagram. Make sure that you follow that, follow that the whole nine, okay? This week, West Nyack. We're at West Nyack.
Yeah.
Levity Live, which is a fantastic club. Yeah. Levity Live. Shout out to San Antonio for coming out. San Antonio, I sold, I think, all my shows out of San Antonio, and I've never done that before. Yeah. And that's a tough market because it's heavily Mexican there, and they came out, man. My Thursday, I said, this is going to be a good weekend. Because I was like, I'll probably be half full. I was like, oh, shit. San Antonio, LOL. I love y'all. Thank you for coming out and supporting me like a motherfucker. And I came and I stomped their ass.
And let me say, because I got a call from Godfrey. That's how touched he was about y'all coming out for him. Because he didn't expect that. He was like, they came out. Fuck out.
But and it's like, you'll be like, you don't know who you are. I go, no, it's I know that, but sometimes some regions you just but the hard work is paying off. The podcasting, the social media. Yo, if you're a comedian out there, I'm telling you now, you better use these tools because it does work. Yeah. It does work. Thank you, San Antonio, LOL. See y'all next time. All right. This week, it's West Nyack, New York. If you're in West Nyack, Levity Live from Thursday through Sunday. It's going to be fantastic. Go to my website, GodfreyLive.com. Please leave your email. Leave your email on my email list. Very important that you do that. I will be sending email blasts tonight, I guess. Yes, and tomorrow. So you'll know about, if you want to know where I'm going to be, go to the website. Don't be lazy. Don't always worry. Wait for me to be live. Go to my website, GodfreyLive.com, and check out where I'm going to be. You know what I'm saying? Do that. Also, my GoFundMe.
Top of the link.
Yes.
Right at the top of the description.
Dante set up a nice GoFundMe. It sounded like the UNICEF, but okay. He's like, my friend, he's from Africa. He has flies on his face.
This is impossible.
See this poor child with no fucking special. I have flies on my face, and I'm sitting there like. No, but you guys, the GoFundMe. I'm raising money, you know what I'm saying, to film my own special.
Can you bring that up, Mike, please?
I want to raise $200,000 by the end of the year. I have 453. How many subscribers do I have?
I think we're at 454.
Nice. 454,000 subscribers. Shit. This should be light work. A dollar from a 200,000 is there. $10, $100. Let's do that. Since they're not coming to me, why not? You know what? I said, fuck it. Let's do it ourselves. I'm going to go to my fans and say, hey, man, I'd like to raise money. You know what I'm saying? So I can keep my own shit, license my own shit. This is all. And they said, what do you do? I said, what are you going to get is a special that will last forever. And I do comedy. I don't do surgery. I don't work on cars. I do comedy. So I'm putting it, this is not some shiesty shit I'm doing. This is not fake. This is not bullshit. Because there is a budget in these specials. And if you want to shoot it the right way, there's a budget. You want a great director, there's a budget.
Also, I've heard other people's budgets for like similar specials, and 200 grand is actually like an okay price. Like that's a very good price. It's usually much more north of that when people want to record something.
Yeah. Well, you know what I'm saying? So 200,000 is weak?
Yeah, I'd say even like people go to like half mil sometimes to record.
Half million.
You have to, the arena.
You see, I'm not trying to get an arena.
Editing, even when you're done recording it, people have to put it together for months.
Like. Yeah, and I'm not doing an arena. No. I'm not doing an arena. No. A nice theater.
What are you doing, Boston, you said?
That's in my head, but it's all these places have fees.
Let's get this money first.
Let's get the money first, and if we go over that, good.
Yeah.
If we go over, good. I have $454,000. Fuck yeah.
Please donate.
I'm asking you that. It's no different than a politician campaigning for money to run. It's the same shit. No different. That's what I'm doing, and I'll guarantee you a dope-ass special. So go to the GoFundMe. The link
is there.
Is in
Shout
the bio.
Shout out to Dwayne Hicks, who gave $220.
Damn! Thank you. Dwayne, damn!
And Mike, if you Google GoFundMe Godfrey's special, would it come up?
Let's make sure about that too, because some people.
The link is definitely there, but I just want to make sure you.
You want to be able to get it any kind of way, yeah. So yeah, GoFundMe, Google that shit. Let's see.
See if it comes up.
There you go. I searched Godfrey stand up GoFundMe, and it's the first thing that came up.
Oh my God, this is great! So you guys can just Google it, GoFundMe, Google that shit. Donate. Let's raise this money.
It's going to be in the very tippy top of every description of every episode until the special comes
out. And the clips.
And the clips on the YouTube channel. It's in the description, plain and simple. And my Cash App is Godfrey Comedian at 5,000. I went over 5,000. All of this is going. You will see the receipts. It's all going to my special, plain and simple. All right. We're going to be back. It's the Night Owls. Night Owls. It's going to be Night Owl time when we get back. Couple minutes. There's a lot of Night Owls that have joined, which is a beautiful thing.
Yeah, people even joined during the live.
Yeah! That's what I'm talking about. That's what we're talking about. All right? So we will be back in a little bit. Little break. We'll be back, baby.
Now you with the guard. I say you with the guard free. Now you with the guard. I say you with the guard free. He ain't playing around with none of these lanes, but I guarantee you'll be entertained and watch him drop some knowledge on your brain.